Welcome to the second half hour of the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I'll be with you for the next half hour. So I hope you enjoyed the first half hour here on theCUBE 88.9 FM. And I have a new show every Tuesday and every Thursday. The Tuesday show is repeated at noon again on Wednesday, and the Thursday show is repeated again on Friday. So in this second half hour, I'll be interviewing Anne-Marie Bailey. Now, Anne-Marie, she's the owner and operator of Black Cat Books in Lenoxville, and she'll be talking about what Black Cat Books has to offer. And also, there's an event going on right now between Anne-Marie and Liz Dunn from LD, the Boutique LD. Every day on social media, they share some clothes from the LD Boutique and some books from Black Cat. So you want to get on your social media and see what they have to offer. And we'll also have some music in this half hour and some health news. So right now, please stay tuned. We're going to start off with some music. And I'll be right back after that with the interview with Anne-Marie Bailey, owner and operator of Black Cat Books.
D flat major.
Uncle Gutenberg was a bookworm, and he lived on Charing Cross. The memory of his volumes brings a smile. He would read me lots of stories when he wasn't on the source. Now I'd like to share the wisdom of my favorite bibliophile. He said,
cover is not the book, so open it up. Cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Chapter titles are like signs, and if you read between the lines, you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Mary Poppins, could you give us an example?
Certainly. Nellie Rubina was made of wood, but what could not be seen was though a trunk up top was barren, well her roots were lush and green. So in spring when Mr. Hickory saw her blossoms blooming there, he took root despite her bark, and now there's seedlings everywhere.
Which proves a cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look. Cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook.
Chapter titles are like signs,
and if you read between the lines,
you'll find your first impression was mistook. For a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book.
Shall we do the one about the wealthy widow?
Oh, by all means.
Always loved that one.
Well, go on then.
Lady Hyacinth McCaw brought all her treasures to a reef,
where she only wore a smile,
plus two feathers and a leaf.
So no one tried to rob her, cause she barely wore a stitch.
But when you're in your birthday suit, there ain't much there to show you're rich.
Oh, the cover is not the book, so open it up and take a look. Cause under the covers one discovers that the king may be a crook. Ta-roo-ra-lee, ta-roo-ra-la, ta-roo-ra-lee, ta-ra-ta-ta.
You'll find your first impression was mistook.
Ya-da-da-da,
for a cover is nice, but a cover is not the book. Oh, give us the one about the dirty rascal, why don't you?
Isn't that one a bit long?
Well, the quicker you're into it, the quicker you're out of it.
Once upon a time in a nursery rhyme, there was a castle with a king hiding in a wing. Cause he never went to school to learn a single thing. He had scepters and swords and a parliament of lords, but on the inside he was sad, egad, because he never had a wisdom for numbers, a wisdom for words, though his crown was quite immense, his brain was smaller than a bird's. So the queen of the nation made a royal proclamation to the missus and the messers, the moral lessons, bring me all the land's professors. Then she went to the hairdressers, and they came from the east, and they came from the south, from each college they poured knowledge from their brains into his mouth. But the king couldn't learn, so each professor met their fate, for the queen had their heads removed and placed upon the gate. And on that date, I state their wives all got a note, their mate was now the late great. But then suddenly one day a stranger started in to sing. He said, I'm the dirty rascal and I'm here to teach the king. And the queen clutched her jewels, for she hated royal fools. But this fool had some rules they really ought to teach in schools. Like, you'll be a happy king if you enjoy the things you've got. You should never try to be the kind of person that you're not. So they sang and they laughed, for the king had found a friend. And they ran onto a rainbow for the story's perfect end. So the moral is, you mustn't let the outside be the guide, for it's not so cut and dried. Well, unless it's Dr. Jekyll, then you better hide. Petrified! No, the truth can't be denied. As I now have testified, all that really counts and matters is the special stuff inside.
We did it!
time before we get the hook.
Sing it out strong!
A cover is on!
We take our advice!
A cover is on!
Or you'll pay the price!
A cover is on!
When the cover is on the
We just heard the song, A Cover Is Not the Book, and it's from the Mary Poppins Returns. Next up, the interview with Anne-Marie Bailey of Black Cat Books. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale from the Cube 88.9 FM, and welcome to the Townships at 12. And today we're talking with Anne-Marie Bailey. So welcome, Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
Now, you are the owner of the Black Cat Bookstore in Lenoxville. How long have you had the business? You took it over from Janice LeDuc, and how long ago was that?
It was last October, so it's been just over a year.
Is owning a bookstore something that you ever saw yourself doing?
I mean, it's something I think every reader entertains ideas of at some point. Sure. but I wouldn't say it was a lifelong dream, but it is still a dream.
Okay. Were you an avid reader as a child?
Yes. I went through phases, I guess. So I read quite a bit in later elementary school, and then I didn't read too much in high school, and then got back into reading in college.
Great. Tell us about the bookstore. You have new books as well as used books?
So the majority of the store is used books, with a variety of topics, categories. But we do have quite a large new section as well, and growing all the time. So, yeah, and also a variety of topics and age groups, and yeah.
Okay. Do you have a lot of young people, a lot of children too that come in?
I wouldn't say there's a lot of children that come in, but parents and grandparents shopping for children, and we do get quite a few students. Yeah.
There's a lot of people buying books from Amazon. Do you do anything special to make your local bookstore more attractive to people? I know you have a lot of activities, so let's talk about that.
We can't really compete with Amazon. There's not really anything I can do to compete. Just kind of relying on people to just want to support their local bookstore. And that might mean paying more, and it might mean waiting a little longer. But, you know, if that's important to you, then you'll you'll help support the bookstore. And yes, we have had quite a few activities, local author events, and anniversary, of course, and just trying different things to involve the community and be remembered.
Okay. And have you gotten quite a few people to these activities?
Some yes, some no. Mm-hmm. I think it depends on the day and the time of day, of course, and what else is going on. Some have been well attended and others have not.
Okay. Now, I saw that you had a decorated tree, I guess, on Facebook this morning, so that definitely attracted me. Do you have an activity coming up with Liz Dunn, who has LD, the used clothing store?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's been a couple things we've been working together on, actually. Liz and I and the Women's Center are collaborating on a women's book club. And so we had a book swap last week that was very well attended, and the actual book club will begin in the new year. So we're just kind of getting the details figured out of how that's going to work. And yeah, we're also working on a photo collaboration between Liz and I. So some of her outfits and some of my books, and just trying to promote each other.
Mm-hmm. Great idea. Local business owners promoting each other. That's definitely the way to go. Okay. Is there something coming up in the next couple of weeks with Liz?
Just like I said, the photo collaboration. So it'll be kind of a 12 days of Christmas sort of thing. And other than that, I don't have any other events planned.
Okay, great. Now, if somebody comes in and they want to order a book, it's not in the bookstore, are you able to order the book for them?
Yes. For the most part. I mean, occasionally there are books that I can't order, but it's always worth asking.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a couple of books that you'd like to recommend to people?
The new sequel to Fourth Wing called Iron Flame is quite popular, and we do have some in stock, and we've got lots and lots of Christmas books, both for children and adults, so that would be my recommendation at this time.
Okay, it sounds like a great place to go. Would you like to talk about your location and the hours the store is open?
Yeah, so we're located right on Queen Street, 168. It's Unit E, so I'm just at the back of the building, across from Provigo, and we're open Tuesday to Friday from 10 till 5 and Saturday from 10 till 2.
Okay. And you can't miss the sign. It's a big black cat, I guess, the sign.
Yeah, well, if you go around in the parking lot, you'll see the porch there and the painting of the cat that Terry Mosier, Aislinn, did is there on the porch. So once you see the cat, you found the place.
Okay, it's always such a homey place to go in there, too. Now, are you on Facebook? Do you have a website?
We are on Facebook and Instagram. The website is just a very basic landing page. It just links to the Facebook page, so it, you know, might as well just go to Facebook. I am still working at updating the webpage, but takes a lot of time and just not a top priority at the moment. So
okay. Now, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Anne-Marie?
Well, actually, yes. We obviously have the physical store here, and but I realize that not everybody likes physical books, and trying to cut down on clutter and, you know, things, physical things. Mm-hmm. So another option that you can do that can still support Black Cat Books is audiobooks through Libro.fm. They work with local bookstores, and part of the proceeds of your membership or individual books come back to the bookstore. So you just have to select Black Cat Books as your bookstore, and the rest is done for you.
Okay, that's a wonderful option. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for the interview, and definitely looking forward to coming to Black Cat Books to do some of my Christmas shopping. So thanks again, Anne-Marie, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye bye.
Black cat creeping through the forest. Hey, the bumpy toad, jump aside. Black cat sneaking through the forest. A vulture circles the sky. Black cat creeping through the forest. Hey, the bumpy toad, jump aside. She's dressed in black like that. And when the full moon rises to beam a dreamy glow, she goes to sleep so she can sneak and crawl and creep tomorrow.
A song called Black Cat, and it's by Vicky McCrone here on the Townships at 12 on the 88.9 FM The Cube. And next up here on the Townships at 12, we're going to do some health information. So reading, we're going to talk about reading today and all the wondrous things reading does for you. It increases your vocabulary and comprehension skills. Obviously, reading strengthens your brain. It helps you to widen your vocabulary and aids in your ability to comprehend information. Reading and working to increase your vocabulary aids your overall communication skills is a vital soft skill in every single industry. And apparently, employers are looking for people with soft skills. And also, reading reduces stress. It's important to ensure that you're keeping your stress levels as low as possible. Reading has been shown to lower cortisol, the human stress hormone, and activate brain regions that control pleasure and reward. Reading helps you to prepare for sleep by lowering your stress hormone. You can also lower your blood pressure and heart rate, helping you to feel calm and ready for sleep. Choosing a book and using a warm colored lamp is also a better choice than reading on a screen, as the blue light emitted by your device could keep you awake and alert. So obviously, I guess we're reading from that books are a little bit better, easier on your health than e-books are. Now, reading also prevents cognitive decline. Reading is a great way to keep your mind engaged and improve your cognitive ability as you get older. In fact, a study published by the American Academy of Neurology found that reading and performing other brain-stimulating activities reduce the rate of memory decline by 32% compared to engaging in average mental activity. So that is quite a big percent there. Might even help you to live longer. In a long-term study published by Oxford University, researchers found participants who read books lived around 2 years longer than those who either didn't read or read other media. The study found that people who read for more than 3.5 hours per week had a 23% higher chance of living longer than those who read nothing at all. So, what should you be reading? Well, if you're just getting into reading, it might be helpful to head to your local library or your local bookstore like Black Cat Books. And one of the best abilities in helping you to find something to read is either the librarian or the manager of the bookstore like Anne Marie Bailey. Now, if reading doesn't come easy to you, there's nothing to be ashamed of or intimidated about. So, for instance, you can ask your librarian or the person who owns the bookstore what type of books that might catch your interest. You can also read something like new adult fiction. Try out different things and don't be embarrassed by it. Or you can listen to audiobooks too. And that is another thing to help you get into reading. Also, read the book version of your favorite TV show or movie, and you might be surprised at the details and plot lines you missed while you were experiencing on the big screen. So, happy reading. This information I got from the TAFE Queensland Library Network, the 5 benefits of reading. So, interesting reading there. And check out Black Cat Books in Lennoxville. You can't miss it. Right across, basically, from the Provigo, Black Cat Books. It's in the back there. And check out the Bolin Museum up in Quaticook. A great display there for Christmas. A great exhibit. And also a great place to go at any time. Check out a membership, too. I hope you enjoyed the show today. And that's it for me for the Townships at 12 for today. Close out the show today with a song from One Direction, Story of My Life. Hope you enjoyed the show and have a great afternoon.
Written in these walls are the stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone, gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life.
She's broke.